Hello, Kirsty Burnett. My name is Bernard John, and thank you very much for agreeing to this interview. So I really would like to know a few things about you personally, like where were you born?
I was born in the Royal Grant in Newport.
And the family were living?
In Caldecott.
In Caldecott, so yeah. You're Caldecott original.
Yeah, I've been here all my life.
So tell me something about, you know, the family. Were they also born here, or did they move into the area?
My dad was originally from Exeter and moved here when he was 8 or 9, and then grew up, went to Caldecott School, and has lived here since. And my mum was born in Newport and lived in Newport until she was 18, and then moved to Caldecott.
So they came for work?
My mum moved, they both moved with their families.
And so you went to a primary school in Caldecott?
Yeah, I did.
Which one was that?
I went to West End Infant School, then to St Mary's, which changed to Castle Park while I was there.
Do you remember much about the school?
Weirdly more about my infant school than my primary school, but yeah.
And what was it like?
I remember my infant school being happy. It was a lovely school. I really enjoyed my primary school when it was St Mary's. And then I enjoyed my primary school. I have fond memories of it.
Any particular teachers that come to mind that you were fond of?
I really liked my Year 4 teacher, Miss Nash. She was really nice. And my Year 6 teacher, Mr. Jones, who I still see now.
And so from there you went on to the secondary school?
Yeah.
Which was?
Caldecott School.
Caldecott School. So what year would that have been?
I started there in 2011.
Right. And in the what we now know is the old school. For the listener, tell us a bit about the old school, what it was like, because again, for the listener, we now know that building is now in process of being demolished. So your memories of that school, what it was like. The first day you were there, can you remember what that was like?
We spent our first day in our form rooms, and my form tutor was actually ill, so we were meant to spend the day getting to know my form tutor, but he wasn't very well. But yeah, my first day was spent in the science block, and I never really left the science block.
So how do you feel when you went into that school? What were your feelings?
I really liked the old school. It wasn't perfect. The buildings weren't the best, but it was the people, and I really liked the people, and they made the school good.
So tell us about the school and the building. So what buildings? You mentioned the science block. So what other buildings were there in the school?
So there was Grey Hill, which while I was there mostly had subjects such as art, drama, music, geography, Welsh and languages. And then there was Castle, which had our canteen, and that pretty much had English as subjects, and then the science block, which was attached to it, and then Deep Weir, which had maths and the sixth form area.
So as you moved from subject to subject, you moved from one building to another?
Yeah.
And that would have been, I mean, how long is it? Is it a school session? Is it? Does it vary in length? Is it an hour or 2 hours? Or?
Generally an hour, yeah.
Yeah.
Give or take 5 minutes, but yeah. We had 5 hour lessons in a day.
And about the rooms themselves, the teaching rooms or the classrooms. So what do you remember about those rooms? What sort of facilities did you have in those rooms?
Chalk. We had like whiteboards and interactive whiteboards, mm-hmm. which were temperamental at times.
And a chalkboard?
We didn't have any chalkboards right. in the old yeah. school while I was there. I did in my yeah. primary schools, but not in the yeah. secondary school.
Yeah. And you would take notes in a normal way from the yeah. whiteboard. And in the faculties with required laboratories or workshops. So can you say something about the laboratories that you used while you were there?
The science facility is very yeah. good. I love science, it's my subjects, it's like the subjects I really enjoyed. And like we have the new science block, which I think it's like from 2001, I think it opened. But there were lots of lab facilities and every teacher had a lab, which is something that isn't in the new school, which was good because it meant that you always had the opportunity to do practical work, which was, I think that was a good way to learn.
And so the teacher had this lab allocated to them.
Yeah.
And did they teach in that lab? Teach the theory as well yeah. as the practical?
So each teacher had their own classroom, which was, everyone was a lab. We didn't have science classrooms, they were all in
yeah.
labs.
Yeah. So the facilities in those labs, I mean, you tell me what subjects there were that used labs.
Biology, chemistry, physics. Then you had like technology workshops. And our media rooms were in with the science rooms. So with rooms with Apple Macs in them.
So tell us about the subjects that you covered. Did you cover all of those subjects that you mentioned there?
Yeah, I did biology, chemistry and physics up to A level. I didn't do media, but one of my close friends did. And I finished technology in year 9, but one of my close friends carried that on.
So what was it? What was a long time since I was in school? So what did technology include? What sort of things does it incorporate?
So in Key Stage 3, we did like you'd rotate around teachers throughout the year. So for each term of the year, you'd spend it with a different teacher doing a different activity. So you might do like textiles the one term, then go on and do woodwork, or then do graphics or CAD/CAM. So making like, I made a phone case, like phone holder thing, and rulers and stuff.
So these are projects that were set for you, or did you have a choice of projects in each case?
At the start of the term, you'd get a design briefing, and then you'd have to work through a booklet to, in the end, making whatever your design was. And that took roughly a term.
And did you need, or were you given any support in the things that you made, you know, technical help from technicians or the teacher? Or?
There was the tech department had a technician who like helped with all the prep for all the lessons and things, and then obviously you had your class teacher in your class when you were making things.
And of those subjects that you mentioned there, which are the ones that you like the most?
Biology. Yeah, I love biology.
Why do you think that is? What is it about it that you like?
I like how things have evolved to overcome problems, I think is amazing.
You mean organisms?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So in the biology, presumably there are some experiments in that, and there is some theory, so you do two aspects to it. Could you tell me more about that?
So in Key Stage 3, science is very based, was very based on when you did your practical lessons, you did a lot of learning how to plan a practical, and you'd write out, you'd have a whole method and things that you had to do to plan the practical, whereas when you go to GCSE, it's a lot more structured about the things you need to cover for exams, because that's the way a lot of education is, it's learning stuff to pass an exam. But so at GCSE there wasn't much practical, but then moving into A-level we have a double practical lesson every fortnight, so you get to do a lot more practical, which is nice.
Tell us something about the sort of things that those practical parts would cover.
We've done anything from dissections to investigating things like photosynthesis in plants and enzymes. Yeah.
Something you enjoy.
Yeah.
So then the new school opened in September 2017.
Yeah.
And en bloc, how many students are there in the school? How many moved across?
1,300 and something, I think.
So what was that like, a whole move into the new building?
An experience. It was the first week was like crazy, because no one knew where they were going. No one had a clue where anything was, and we were just all running around pretending we knew what was going on. But yeah, it was a lot smoother than I was expecting it to be, though. Mm. Everyone kind of found their feet quite quickly.
Mm. So you've explained that the science blocks and so on, the different subject groupings in different buildings in the old school. So how is it organised in the new school?
So in the new school, we're over three floors and there are four colours. So you've got blue, green, orange and yellow, and the different floors have corresponding shapes. I can't remember what the shapes are, but so science is orange, so if you have a lesson in science you go towards orange. I think music is also in orange, and technology, and then green is maths and English, and media is in green as well. Blue, I don't really know what subjects are in blue. They're like arts and humanities.
Yeah.
History, geography.
Mm-hmm. And those are physically located in the building, those colours and shapes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all, and like the carpet's got colours to follow.
Yeah. So they could change the allocation if they chose to do so by merely reallocating a different set of subjects to each colour.
Yeah. I think the idea behind the colour scheme and the shapes was to, it definitely helped as well, in that you can associate a subject with a colour. It makes a classroom a lot easier to find, especially for people who don't know the school or where they're going.
Mm. And again, for people who've not been in the building, which includes me, but I have seen from the outside, it is a big building. So can you talk about the difference in the environment between the old school and new school, how it felt in the new school?
When you walk into the new school, you walk in through the main entrance of the school, and you walk in and you look around, it looks amazing because it's so spacious. And you walk in and there's the main atrium, which is actually our sixth form area, and it's got balconies of the above floors, so you can see all the way up to the roof. And it's quite spectacular when you walk into it. The big thing is like the width of corridors and things like that. There's just generally more room to move around which in the old school, like narrow corridors and lesson changeovers and stuff, is just like, you just get squeezed all the time.
But very large numbers of people moving from one part of the school to another. What about the teachers? Have the teachers all moved over from the old school to the new, or have you lost some teachers or gained some teachers?
There hasn't been that much change in the actual teachers, but I think there have been admin staff that have gone, and people who aren't necessarily teachers that have left because combining buildings and things
reduce the
the
need for support staff. So we talked earlier about the facilities in the classroom in the old school. So how did it compare in the new rooms? Were there differences, you know, from the new rooms compared to the old school rooms?
The rooms in the new school, the actual rooms are generally smaller than the old school, but they're soundproof, which is nice. They're all, yeah.
And would you say they're better suited?
I'd say the classrooms are better suited,
And facilities, whiteboards and so on, what sort of things have you got compared with the old school?
So the majority of classrooms have whiteboards. Science, the actual science labs, don't all have whiteboards. We have, every classroom has an interactive whiteboard as well, which can be written on as a normal whiteboard, and also as an interactive whiteboard. They're quite cool when they work because there are two different pens and you can set them to different colours or whatever, but it senses the difference between the pen and your hand as well.
Mm.
So you can like set your hand as a rubber. Mm. It's quite good technology.
And the output from that whiteboard, where does it appear on the board?
On a interactive whiteboard that is also a normal dry white pen whiteboard.
So you see that writing, but the electronic version, where does that appear? Is that on the screen?
Yeah.
On the screen. And the labs themselves and the workshops, are they similar to the old school, or are there any changes from the old school?
So I've not had any experience with the technology labs, because I don't do technology anymore, but the science labs, so science is over two floors in Orange, second and the third floor. We have three science labs and one super lab, which is open plan, so that goes over the two floors.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have a ceiling until like the roof of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And the three labs and the super lab are on the first floor of science.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go up to the second floor, it's actual science classrooms without like gas and electricity and stuff.
And so the super lab, is that for mixed use?
Yeah. It can be used by more than one class at the same time as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So for demonstrations, for example, that type of
thing. Yeah. The only thing about the super lab is it doesn't have gas taps because obviously it doesn't have a ceiling.
Mm.
It wasn't safe enough and it can't be secured because it doesn't have doors, so it doesn't have gas taps.
So there were risks associated with that too, large space. So overall, from the old school to the new school, and you'll be leaving the new school, as we know, soon. So how do you feel about the new school? Do you think it was a good move to build the new school?
I think it was a good thing to do. Mm. It needed to be done. It was going to have to be done eventually. I think it's gone quite well moving over. There are still a lot of things that need to be worked out. It's quite a big thing to happen to move an entire school over. And things aren't quite perfect yet, but I think they'll get there.
So anything else you want to say about the schools? And I'll move on, otherwise I'll move on to other things. Have I missed anything?
I don't think so.
Okay. So moving on to other things about living in Caldecott. How do you feel about living in Caldecott? The facilities that there are in Caldecott, or not, as the case may be?
I like living in Caldecott. I think it was a very nice place to grow up. I like that it's near countryside, but you're not in the middle of nowhere. I love the castle. I think that's... I love going to the castle. I think there are quite good sporting facilities in Caldecott.
Tell the listener about the sporting facilities. What does Caldecott have in the way of sporting facilities?
So we have a leisure centre with a 20-metre pool, and it has a 3G, which is very well used.
What's a 3G?
So it's like a artificial grass pitch, so it doesn't get like muddy and stuff. We've got a lot of football clubs and rugby clubs in Caldecott and like in the surrounding area.
And do you play sport?
I kayak. That's my sport. Can't really be done in Caldecott, but it's a bit of an obscure sport. But I used to swim for 10 years for Caldecott Swimming Club.
So where do you kayak?
In Cardiff and in Newport, in the international pool in Newport.
You think you're going to continue with that activity?
I hope so. It's great fun.
So you mentioned the leisure centre. Tell us a bit more about the leisure centre. I believe you work in the leisure centre.
Yeah, I do work in the leisure centre. So I'm a bit biased. I'm a swimming teacher at a leisure centre, and as I grew up doing swimming lessons and then went into swimming club. And I really enjoy being able to be part of seeing children learning to swim and going on to do other things with their swimming. I really enjoy that.
And so are they learning as part of their school curriculum, or because their parents have brought them to the leisure centre to learn?
So during the day, schools have swimming lessons right from primary school age up to the secondary school, but also private lessons as well.
And the other facilities in the leisure centre?
There's a gym and sports hall, squash courts.
So you said you think the Caldecott is well placed for sports facilities, indoors and outdoors, from what you've told us. What about leisure time? Not that sort of leisure time, but going out in the evening, are there any activities in the town that you could enjoy going out, or do you go further afield?
There are, recently, since Fratelli's has come to Caldecott, I think things like that, if there were more places like that in Caldecott, I think that would be well received.
So tell us about Fratelli's.
So it's an Italian restaurant, but like in the evenings it's always busy. I've never been past it in an evening and it hasn't been busy. And like when you're sat in that restaurant, it doesn't feel like you're in Caldecott. It feels like you're somewhere different. It's strange.
So you feel there's more scope for that sort of private sector business to provide restaurant facilities or other similar facilities in the town.
Yeah, I think there's people that would use it if it was here.
Yeah. And all ages, presumably.
Yeah. I mean, Fratelli's, like, I've been with, like, people in my school on my lunch hour and things like that, and that's something that I know quite has happened frequently with people from sixth form.
Mm.
And then up to going for like family meals and stuff.
And do you go outside of Caldecott for those sort of social events, activities?
Yeah, probably more so than staying in Caldecott.
Yeah, and where do you go?
Mostly Chepstow or Newport.
Mm. And so this year, again for the reader, you will be leaving school.
Yeah.
So what are your plans?
I've applied to study medicine. So I'm waiting to hear back from universities about doing that. So, yeah.
And so where would you be your preference of the possible choices? Where would be your preference to go to study medicine?
Bristol University is my top choice, but I also like Cardiff and Nottingham.
And after that?
That's a good question. Working as a doctor, doing something, I'm not quite sure what yet.
No, okay, that's for the future. So have I, is there anything I've missed that you want to talk about, or do you think it's covered most things?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much indeed, Kirsty.